student athlete we are speaking to today is Jacque Madal, and she is a junior for the Dayton Flyers, and you are from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Yes. Right?
So how did you get down to Dayton? Did you think it was going to be warmer here than in Saskatchewan?
No, actually, I actually thought Dayton was like Daytona Beach. So when they like first,
that had to be a shock to them last week, right?
Yeah. So. When the staff first recruited me in the portal, I thought I was going to end up in Florida, but then I had to search it up on the map. So
okay, so I'm going to go over a couple of things here. You're a guard and forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty balanced what you're doing, or are you playing more of one than the other?
I think I'm playing more of forward this year. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And let's see. Your previous school was Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there you saw action in 15 games for the Gophers, mm-hmm. and averaged 2.1 points. And he sparked Minnesota's bench against Michigan in the Big Ten tournament, scoring a career high of 11 points.
Mm-hmm.
And that's against a Big Ten school. So you did pretty well.
Thank you.
I'm going to go back a few years earlier to your high school. Okay. And you went to Archbishop M.C. O'Neill in Regina. And you were invited to the Canadian Senior Women's National Team Camp. Earned a BioSteel All-Canadian Game MVP in 2023. Was the high school's Female Athlete of the Year twice. Named Saskatchewan Player of the Year as a senior. Member of the U-17 and U-19 team in Canada. What are the U-17 and U-19 teams? What are they?
Team Canada.
Team Canada.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Like the national team.
Okay. He averaged 29.6 points and 8.3 rebounds per game. He received great distinction honors for all 4 years academically and lettered in soccer and volleyball as well. So how did you fit basketball in between all that? This is in high school now, right?
Yeah. Well, I played soccer. So I played soccer for 14 years before, like, kind of making that transition to basketball. And that mostly happened, like, during COVID because everything was shut down. So I just started training with my brother, like, watching, like, YouTube videos. And then, like, that kind of, like, led me to have, like, a love for basketball.
Okay. Did you ever get kicked in the shins in soccer?
Yes. All the time.
All the time?
All the time. The shin guards do not help at all.
All right. Now we're going to go then back to UD. You made a career high 5 shots for 11 points versus Providence. This was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Recorded a career high of 9 rebounds, 4 of 8 free throws, and 4 steals with 6 points versus Delaware State. I imagine you remember all those, right?
Not really? No.
You made your UD debut with 5 points and career high, 7 boards in the season opener against SEMO, Southeast Missouri. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were named to the 2024 Atlantic 10 Commissioner's Honor Roll. All right. So much for statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tell us a little about you. You're the daughter of, what's your father's name?
Or
your
mother's name? Abukakwe.
Abukakwe.
Yeah.
And you have 4 siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And they are?
Majuk, Amo, Akal, and Cheer.
Okay, and you're majoring in kineology.
I think they messed up health science. I'm
health science. Health science, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I went to all the trouble learning what the hell, say that word, and you said health science.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell me so far, you came to Dayton, Ohio thinking it was Daytona Beach, and you realized pretty soon we had no sand here.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you like about UD and the Dayton area? What has impressed you?
I'd say, like, it's very community-based. Like, obviously it's a smaller university, but I think that, like, that's, like, almost a blessing because I feel like everyone kind of looks up for each other. So, like, I like how it's, like, a tight-knit community.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite fast food around campus?
I like Bibibop.
How do you say it? Bibibop?
Mm-hmm.
And what do they serve? Hamburgers or?
No, it's like, it's very similar to Chipotle.
Okay. So,
but it's like, there's noodles instead of rice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, And have you gone out to see any of the parts of Dayton, say like things going on at the Schuster Center, you know, any of the plays and activities of that? Or?
Not yet. Like, I've been, like, around to the malls and stuff, but I really haven't, like, been able to, like, explore that much. But I'm hoping to.
Okay, so the malls are the draw. Then,
right? Yeah. Yeah, I love shopping.
Mm-hmm. So what was your biggest purchase at a mall?
Probably just a few gifts for my family.
Okay, you've been out Christmas shopping already then, right?
No, not yet, but I'm probably trying to go sometime this week.
Okay, the coach is keeping you busy with basketball, right?
Yeah.
And so classes that you take, what is your favorite class?
Well, I recently took an adapted physical activity class, and it was like working with, or like kind of like simulating like working with people with exceptionalities, so like ADHD, like autism, like just like those type of exceptionalities. And like I want to do occupational therapy, so it's kind of like it kind of ties into like the work that I want to do. So I really like that class.
Yeah, I really like that. Okay, and I'm going to ask you, I'm going to flip the coin on you. Which one's your least favorite?
I don't like chemistry at all. It's very like ironic because like I have a health science
major. Yeah, but being health and don't like chemistry.
Yeah, but I'd rather work like very hands on with people instead of.
Okay, so let's see here. Now we're gonna go to some of your back to your basketball stuff. See how I'm mixing it up here. I have no method to my how I do these interviews. All right, season highs, and that's this year, this season. Let's see, points. You know what your season high in points is?
I think it was against Butler, but
it was 17 points. Okay. Minutes, you played 30. Field goals made, 6. That was also against Butler. Field goal attempts, 12. So 50% in basketball, that's not too bad. 3-point goals made, 3. You tried 7. But so you can't get everyone.
Yeah.
Three free throws made. 4 for 4. So you're right on that one. Rebounds, you made 7, assist 4, 1 block, and 1 steal. Do you like to try to steal the ball?
I try, yeah.
You try? Mm-hmm. Did you make any? Did you ever get called for a foul in any of your attempts to steal a ball?
Yeah, many times.
Many times?
I got to be less handsy.
So, now, how often do you agree or disagree with the referee when you get called on a foul? Not that you say anything to him, but in your mind saying, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I mostly disagree with the calls they make for my teammates because I see the play like happen, so like a lot of times I'm just like, that was not a good call. But for myself, like I feel like I'm in the moment, so like I don't really like think about
that. You don't think about
yeah.
that. You just want to make sure you don't want to get past 4. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so while I'm talking about fouls and fours, have you ever yet in any high school, when you were playing in Saskatchewan or here at UD, have you ever fouled out of a game?
I think in high school a lot, but I don't think I have at UD yet.
Okay, I don't want to jinx you or anything.
Yeah, hopefully not. But yeah, I don't think I have.
So, with your folks, your family living in Saskatchewan, I presume they don't get down here very often to see
it's
the game.
Like a 20, if they wanted to drive, it'd be like a whole day. And then flights, it takes like also a whole day. So
it's
a lot. But I think they're going to try to come down like during conference play, just because like that's when things kind of settle down and like the flights are probably going to be a little cheaper around there too.
Well, it'll be after Christmas and New Year's and that. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you think any of your siblings will accompany them or just be your parents?
I don't know, because they're all in school right now. Like, they're all in
Hard to get away, then.
Yeah, so maybe if they have, like, some, like, reading week or, like, some downtime.
But they can watch you on the videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
See
you
on the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell them they have to be sure to listen to Barney on the radio, too. Especially now.
When, I'll tell them, yeah.
Especially when we air your
yeah.
this part of saying, well, I made it on the radio.
Yeah.
So is there anything that I missed about you and your family and your studies?
I don't think so.
No? Mm-mm. And tell me a little bit more about the kind of a medical field that you're wanting to get into. What is there a specific thing, like you said, we have the wrong thing for you here. It's just health science.
Yeah, I'm a health science teacher.
So what exactly health science-wise?
Well, I want to do occupational therapy after I graduate. And that's basically just, like, helping people with, like, their daily activities. So, like, if someone's not able to, like, walk up the stairs or, like, just because of, like, a certain, like, injury or, like...
Is that,
just,
like, kind of a mix of physical therapy
and
mm-hmm. emotional support, mm-hmm. I suppose?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I want to specifically work in, like, pediatrics and, like, maybe in, like, a school-based setting because I really like kids. And, like, I think, like, there's an emerging, like, need for OTs, like, in schools, so.
Do they have a lot of that in Canada? I presume that you're going to try to do this in Canada.
Yeah. I don't know if they have school or, like, a lot of pediatric OTs, but I know, like, there's, like, a rehab center, and that's, like, mostly where the OTs do work, so. We'll see. I guess I kind of have to experiment with, like, all the fields. Like, you get, like, to, like, during the graduate, like, studies, like, you get to, like, see, like...
So you got another year to think about all that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day. I know you had, what, practice earlier today, and mm-hmm. Do you have any classes you got to go to yet?
Mm-mm. Finals.
Finals.
You had finals last...
Finals are over?
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. A lot of pressure off of you then, right?
Yeah. Just basketball now.
Just basketball. Well, concentrate all your efforts in basketballs and maybe make a few more steals.
Mm-hmm. I'll try.
Okay. Thank you, Ajok. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
All right.